KWL, K4CWL, N4ZLK Mobile. CWL, N4ZLK Mobile. N4ZLK clear.
KA3JCA.
KA3JCA, N4ZLK. Almost forgot my call there when I was clearing out. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, sir.
I'm sorry I haven't talked to you in a while. Just been missing you, I guess. Hope you and Sally and Ashley are well.
We're doing good. I'm still recuperating, going through OT and PT from my fall there a couple weeks ago. And then Sally just hit me. Her hand, she's taking the dressing off, but she doesn't get the stitches out until this coming Wednesday coming up. But she is trying to get a little bit more movement in her hand. It's still stiff on her, though.
I heard Patrick mention something about her having surgery. I didn't realize that. I hope it went well, and I hope it corrects whatever was going on, if that's what the issue was. I hate that for her.
It was not carpal tunnel. It was like what they call trigger lock, where you go to bend your finger and it kind of locks in place, and then you can't straighten it back up, like when you're pulling the trigger on a gun type situation. But the doctor went in and cut like a half inch or three quarter inch incision there, just on her index finger and her middle finger, and went in and released it. So hopefully once it heals properly, it won't tighten up anymore.
A lot of things difficult, but especially working on a computer. But, well, I hope it works. I'll be praying for you guys. I'm, for both of you, her healing and your healing as well.
So are you on the road tonight or are you off tonight?
I'm just leaving Spartanburg. I take a load from Granger up to Spartanburg, Granger down in Fountain Inn, and Albion asked me to take a trailer back down to a business right next door to where I left, right next door to Granger. I should have time before I have to leave Greenville with a load to Atlanta, so that's where I'm headed now. Just got on 85 just a few minutes ago.
You should still be in the area here when I get ready to call the net in the next 55 minutes.
I'll check in. If I'm on the road, I may have to wait. I actually get a better reception once I leave Greenville headed to Atlanta. I get a better signal further down, closer to Anderson, than I do right there, south of Greenville.
Well, I made myself a little side note. I'm getting my paperwork ready for the thing, so I'll, if I don't hear for you when I get to the letters or the calls or whatever, I'll just ask if you're still out there real quick and make sure I get you checked in, sir.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll listen out for it. I'll try to check in. Well, I hope you guys have a great weekend. It's pretty right now. I don't know what it's going to be like in the morning. Apparently it was nice today, but I was sleeping, so I missed out.
It started off nasty this morning here. I guess it was raining this morning, and it got better. And then tomorrow is actually supposed to be a nice, beautiful day, and the rain's supposed to be back Sunday. Sally has got a couple of people helping her tomorrow. Her mom is moving closer to us from a different... She was living over there on Lawrence Road, 276, over there by where the Duke Mayonnaise plant is and Innovation Drive. There was a place that she was living over that way, but now she's in the brand new apartments that were just built over here by the Sphinx and the QT station. So it's a lot closer for us.
Over there to, is that Butler Road where the Sphinx and the QT is?
Right behind the Sphinx. I think it's called Parkside at Butler or something like that, but yes. It's right there, off of Butler Road and right behind the Sphinx station.
Oh, that is closer. Yeah, I'm familiar with the area. That whole area is really growing up, just like everything else.
Any healthier, but at least now, literally she can walk right out her front door, across the street, and then she's in the parking lot of Sphinx. So they have like a little deli there if she wants to buy something. And then the Arby's is right there. So if it's something that Sally and I can't get to get her, she feels like walking across the street there or walking across. And it's not a public roadway where she's at there. It's just one coming out of the apartment complex to Sphinx.
And that whole area, I mean, they're adding stuff. There's a, right behind her, I guess, there's that new construction. I'm not sure what it is. It looks like an old castle. But they're supposed to be putting, I think, a movie theater and some department, or stores, maybe a grocery store, and it's going to have some offices and some residential areas.
Know about that. I'll have to ask Sally, because Sally gets a chance to go over there. But, yeah, so, I mean, the Sphinx is there on the same side of the street she is, so is Arby's. And not that she can shop there, but just up the road a little bit is Restaurant Depot. So if she wanted to buy in bulk, she could.
Well, to have to move family closer makes it easier to be there when they need you.
Within four, is that okay? Yep, if I had the money or win the lottery, I would. I'd buy another house here in the same housing development. Not right next door, but within the same development, maybe a couple houses or a block away, but I'd buy a mom-in-law house for her to move in.
Wishing Beth's mother sold her house and moved in about four doors down from us. Probably should have moved her in to begin with, because she had a little bit of dementia and she was okay at the time, sort of, but by the time it got bad enough to move her in, she couldn't realize that she was living with us, so she was constantly trying to get out to go home, and that made it a little more difficult. If we had just moved her in with us to begin with, she would have remembered that that was her place where she was living, but oh well, that's all under the bridge now. It was very convenient having her right down the road.
And Gabby's doing okay health-wise?
A lot better. Recovering from the surgery, she feels a lot better. Still has some nutritional things she's trying to work through. Her and Connor moved down to an apartment near Cherrydale last weekend. So they've been wanting to move down here for a while. So all the kids are really close now, which that's very helpful as well. It's probably we're close to mom and dad in case they need help. We're looking at it as they're all close. They're not spread out anymore.
Saying that. Well, I'm going to let you go because you are starting to picket fence there and break up. I copied 95% of everything you just said. Well, I'm glad that everybody's healthy and closer now, and you guys are doing okay. And I'll let Sally know when she wakes up that you said hi. She's just been laying around taking it easy when she gets off work at 5. Of course, working and then resting and then helping her mom. She's exhausted.
All right. You have a good evening, Richard. I'll check in on the net with you. I'll make sure I'll try anyway if I can. KA3JCA, N4ZLK. We'll talk to you later.
AA3JCA, this is AA4GH. Do you copy, Richard?
How are you doing, sir? KA3JCA.
Great. Sitting at my office. I was going to ask you if you were doing a net tonight. Is that correct? Over.
AA4GH, did you copy, Richard? Are you anchoring the net tonight?
Know if you heard me or not. I was going to let you know your audio was real low, but it came right back up to normal that time. But yes, I am calling the net tonight, sir.
Great. I think I'll check in and say hi. Yeah, I was plugging in my headset because if I try to use the mic on the computer, it isn't always the best. Hey, I had some real good news about the museum today. Met with the director of the museum and his grant writer. We're going to go after one of those ARDC grants to buy equipment and create a larger program. And I've also got permission to publicly announce that we've been offered the loan of a DMR repeater. So we're excited. Over.
Awesome. Are they going to let you facility so that you can tie it in, or are you going to be on Brandmeister or the other repeater network?
The Brandmeister repeater, and we do have Wi-Fi at the museum. I have to work out a lot of technical details, but so far I've got the museum on board. I don't have a timetable yet. We're going away early May for a few months this summer. I'm not sure if I can pull it off before I leave. Over.
Well, just like I helped you set up before, Gus, once you get the Brandmeister DMR repeater hooked up, I can show you how to hook up your hotspot so that if you can't reach it from, if you can't get into the RF portion of it from your house, you can always go through your hotspot to get to it, just like I did the, I think it was the 8480i or something, or N480i repeater, so that it, we can set it up the same way.
That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, setting up my end, you know, we'll definitely is on the priority list. First, we'll get to setting it up as a repeater at the station. I probably won't be able to reach it RF from my location, my home, so I'll have to set it up as a channel for, through my hotspot. So all that's going to be on the list. Got a lot of details, including working out under everybody's understanding of what we're doing within our group. A lot of moving parts, but it'll be fun. Over.
I'm very proud of you guys in the group that you guys were able to move forward with that. I'm happy that you got the call sign like that, and I'll, if you don't mind, I'll mention that you guys have the memorial museum down there and the call sign of W7MHM tonight on the net as an announcement, just to let them know that. And then, is that something that you think you're going to hook up on Echolink, or do you not know yet?
Oh boy, an awful lot of things I don't know yet. We do want to have Echolink capability. I don't know enough about the technology and the science of this repeater. I just met with the guy Thursday. This morning's meeting was to talk over details with the museum. So I think it's all going to come to pass, but boy, I've got way more questions than answers so far. Over.
Wait till you get further down the road about the Echolink and the setup, because I think some people would like to probably know a little bit more about that military museum and so forth like that. And not only are you spreading amateur radio, but you're also dealing with history and so forth like that. So, and as you see with our nets that we have here, you have a lot of people have a lot of different varied interests that get on here. We have one gentleman that gets on and gives us an astrological report at night, and I do look forward to that when I'm on the net. Excuse me. And there's other people that have other interests and so forth like that. But, Gus, I'm really proud that you guys are moving forward and things are coming along great. KA3JCA with AA4GH.
Thanks a lot, Richard. I really appreciated your support through all this. Hey, if you don't mind announcing, because I'm not sure how long I'll be on the net, that the W4DUX repeater tomorrow between 10 and a.m. and 2 p.m. Will be listening on that frequency. I'm also going to be setting up my computer and my hotspot to do DMR from that location. You know, hopefully give people a taste of what it's like to hear foreign countries. We haven't got ourselves an HF radio yet, and the guy who's supposed to be working on that is still working on it. So trying to just bring every piece forward as fast as I can, and we'll see who gets to the finish line first. Over.
And two tomorrow. What talk group are you going to be on for DMR?
Probably 91, although I think they've got that huge check-in at noon. If they do, then I'll switch to 93. And just see who I can raise in contacts. Over.
W7MHM, right?
T7MHM. You know, we'll probably play it straight and call it Whiskey 7 Mike Hotel Mike. I may laugh into calling it Military Heritage Museum, but that's a lot more syllables. Over.
Yeah, I've got it down, but I know it's the Military Heritage Museum, too, so... So, okay, yeah, I'll make an announcement about that too tomorrow, that if people want to check in between the hours of 10 and 2, they can try that on DMR. Now, are you guys, is there one of the repeaters there that's also on Echolink that you guys are going to use tomorrow?
Yes, the W4DUX repeater is Echolink enabled, so you'll be able to get into us that way. I'm glad you asked, over.
W4DUX, I'm looking up my favorites. I think I have it in there, but I want to go back here and make sure here real quick.
Copy that.
Okay, I found it. W4DUX repeater in Punta Gorda. It's node 843017. Okay, I've added that to the list, and I'll actually put it on there for people interested in doing that.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, the more people we can get to notoriety, the better. The museum's excited about the possible educational opportunity. I've also already talked to our emergency coordinator this morning and asked him about possibly joining our CC Flares, Charlotte County, Florida, ARES, and maybe making our museum a station. So, you know, a lot of great things could be happening, and we're excited. Over.
I've made some notes here, and I will I'll give you a call during the Echolink portion of the net, and I'll let you check in there. And if not, I will get you checked in since we did speak, just in case I don't hear you during that time frame. But I'm going to go ahead and do a few things here before the net tonight, and we'll catch you at that time. KA3JCA will be clear after A4GH signs.
Thanks, Rich. Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, off and clear.